Our story begins on a cold, blustery day last winter. Toad Morelli, the notorious gangster, had staged a daring daylight holdup of the Home National Bank, needlessly shooting a half dozen helpless bystanders, including three children. Toad's accomplice was believed to be a woman named Maud, despite the fact that the police quickly threw out a dragnet and placed guards at all logical escape routes. The couple completely and mysteriously disappeared. The police, of course, had no way of knowing that the escaped criminals had become snowbound in a remote farmhouse far to the north. And though isolated, Morelli was able to keep in touch with the outside world by radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been officially stated that Barton Drake, crime expert, has been employed by Victor Stark, whose son, Johnny, age 5, was wantonly shot to death last week in the lobby of the Home National Bank to aid in the nationwide search for the killers. In an interview tonight, Drake said that he and Inspector Noah Danton, his co-worker, were completely baffled as to...
That's those dumb cops. By the time you got back, Maud, how's the copper?
Hey, it's worse. I tell we got to do something.
What do you mean, do something?
Well, I've been copping the barn, Jerry Hayes. Still got that bullet and stuff in there. I tell you, you shouldn't have shot him.
No? What should I have done?
He's a state trooper, ain't he?
Came out here to ask us questions, didn't he? Get out of yourself, baby.
But you can't get away with it, Toad. They'll follow the footsteps of Jerry Haynes in the snow.
In this storm, don't be a dope. Haynes was way off his beat. He might have holed up anywhere to sit out the storm. He won't be missed for days.
Toad, listen. Jerry's out of his head half the time with pain. I tell you, we've got to get him to a doctor.
A doctor? You gone crazy or something?
No, I'm not crazy, but Jerry's got a fever.
Give him some of that medicine the old lady down the road brought up. It's a laugh. She thinks it's me who's sick.
Toad, will you listen to me?
You know these corn crackers. Tell them anything and they believe it. They even think we're relatives of old man Botkins who used to own this dump. Dumb cluck.
Toad, I'm going to bring Jerry inside.
Bring him in?
Yeah.
Listen, so we bring him inside. So old lady Roth and her husband come busting in here and we hear a guy yelling every time he gets a twinge of pain. Don't be a dope.
But Toad, it's cold out there in the barn.
Forget it. Cop is all right. You got him wrapped up in blankets, haven't you?
Yeah, I'll
then be... relax. We got our own selves to think about. A guy won't die.
But that's just it. Toby will. He will die unless we get him to a doctor.
Then let him. What do we care?
Come on, have a drink. Forget the copper.
I can't forget Toby. He's dying, and see the way he looks at me. I don't know, but it kind of reminds me of those kids back at the bank.
Ah, nuts. Now get some music. Brighten things up around here.
Oh, Toby.
Yeah?
Toby, let's give ourselves up, huh?
Was that you said, baby?
Why, I just said, let's give ourselves up. Well, they'll get us sooner or later. They always do. And then there's Gary and...
Now listen to me, my blue-eyed pet. We're in this together. We're in it up to our necks. We're both seeing it through. Just because you happen to fall for that baby-faced cop ain't going to make no difference, see?
Ah, you're crazy. I didn't fall
for... I got other plans for that copper. Or I would have finished him off long ago. So we ain't getting soft and dreaming up ideas about giving ourselves up, see?
Don't get sore, Toad. Only thinking it would be better, that's all. Maybe they'll go
you
easy.
You think too much, baby. I told you at the start I'd do the thinking for both of us. All you gotta do is make a noise like an ever-loving wife and leave the rest to me.
Okay, Tom. Okay. Only...
Only what?
Only when do we get out of this lousy hole? When is it gonna stop snowing? And when do we...
Shut up!
Oh, I'm just scared, Tom. Oh, I didn't think it would be like this. I mean, all those killings and... Oh, we'll burn...
Shut up, I said.
And then there's Jerry. He's only a kid. He never hurt anyone. And he's going
to
die...
I told you to shut up!
Don't.
So you don't like the way things are going, huh, pet? No, ain't that too bad. Well, you won't like this either.
Oh, don't! Don't hit me again, Toad, please. I didn't mean it, Toad. Oh, let go of my arm. What are you going to do?
I'm going to teach you that Toad Morelli don't take no lip from no dame.
No.
Land of Goshen. What weather. I declare, I never saw the like. Clarence, close the door.
It's already closed.
Well, I declare so it is. Now then, where's... Oh, there you are, Mr. Morelli.
Hello, Mrs. Ross. Quite a snowstorm we're having.
Worst in 30 years.
Why, Mrs. Morelli, you're as white as a sheet. Is anything wrong?
No. No, I'm all right, Mrs. Ross.
Oh, there. Now, you look peaked. Now, if there's anything I
no,
can
please,
do...
No, please, I'm quite all right.
Oh, you don't look all right to me. Now, you come on into the kitchen.
Leave her alone. She's all right.
Well, I declare. You man. Oh, now, come on. Don't you mind him, dear. You just come along with me.
I said leave her alone.
Well, can't a body make a suggestion?
Hey, Sherry, how about that new medicine you brought along for Mr. Morelli's cold?
Well, I declare, I almost forgot. It's in the bag here.
Hey, Sherry's a great hand for curing folks. She makes her own medicines out of herbs she digs in the summer.
Oh, yes, and now here we are. Here. I call it Sarah Ross's cure-all. I get me a spoon, dearie, and we'll give some to your husband now.
Oh, yeah,
cool. My cold's all better.
Oh, no, it isn't. Your voice is still hoarse. Now, one dose of cure-all will fix it up in jig time.
Here's a spoon, Mrs. Ross.
Thank you, dearie. Now, I'll just pour a little of this.
I'm all right, I tell you.
Oh, I'm the one to decide that. Now, open your...
Now, listen, I don't want any of that stuff.
Better get in, son. Sherry ain't one to take no for an answer when there's curing to be done.
Now, come on, now. Open up. It'll be all over in a minute.
Okay.
There, it wasn't bad, was it?
What is that stuff made of?
Oh, you man. You're all alike. Just babies when it comes to taking medicine.
Cure, kill. That's Sherry's idea.
Now, take the bottle, dearie, and give that husband of yours a spoonful every hour.
Thank you, Mrs. Ross.
Very kind, and you better see to it gets plenty of rest. He ought to be in bed this minute. Well, Clarence, come on.
Ain't it kind of bad weather for you two to be out?
Well, yes, it is, but there's nothing we can do about it. Ruth said he was arriving on the afternoon train.
Ruth? Who's he?
My cousin Ruth. Oh, in all excitement of making my new medicine, I must have forgot.
Where's this Ruth from?
Why, it's from Colebrook, naturally. Our whole family's from Colebrook. Everybody knows that.
Yeah? What's his business?
Why, he's a farmer, of course. I declare, Mr. Morelli, you sure can ask more questions.
Ain't no more than you, Sherry. Hey, how'd you seem to be up against someone who wants to know as much about folks as you do?
That'll be quite enough, Clarence Ross.
Don't go getting peeved now. Anyway, folks, Ruth's a nice young chap. I'll fetch him over to meet you.
Now, listen, don't go bringing anyone
here.
He'll
be very glad to meet your cousin, Mrs. Ross.
Oh, thank you, my dear. And I know he'll like meeting you folks.
Now, wait a minute.
Mr. Morelli just doesn't want to expose anyone to his cold.
Oh, rubbish. A big strapping fellow like Ruth catching cold? Wait till you see him. Well, Clarence Conn, we're late now.
Yeah. Oh, say, I almost forgot about the snowplow.
Snowplow?
Yeah, Eve Bodkins, a man used to live here, had one. Rigged it up to his tractor. Did a right smart job plowing. I was wondering if he left the old blade out in the barn.
No, there's nothing out in the barn.
Well, that's funny. Eve always kept it there. I was wondering if I took a look.
There's nothing in the barn, I tell you.
Well, maybe put in the tool house.
There's nothing in the tool house either. Keep away from there.
Well, okay. Guess Eve must have sold it with his other stuff. Well, come along, Sherry. So long, folks.
Goodbye. Drop in again soon.
Oh, we will, dearie. And don't forget to give that husband of yours his medicine.
Did Tobe Kenny see him?
Yeah. They got a horse and sleigh.
Do you think they suspect anything?
Yeah, they ain't as dumb as they act.
Who are you calling?
Listen and find out. Operator, give me the railroad station. What? Okay, give me the depot then. Hello? And what time's the afternoon train arrive in Woodville? What? There ain't any, huh? Okay. There ain't any afternoon train. Those country bumpkins were giving us a runaround.
Tom,
take it easy, baby. Let me think. This roof guy. Yeah, that's it. It fits.
What, Tom?
Drake, the whole thing's a setup, see? The radio broadcasts an announcement that Drake ain't got the first base. Then these yokels come in with a story about Cousin Ruth arriving on the afternoon train. Well, there ain't no afternoon train. Sure, it adds up.
Do you mean that Drake... Well, I mean the police have found our hideout?
Yeah, they found it. It kills me. They found it, only they can't do anything, baby. They can't do a thing.
What do you mean? Well, why can't they? Oh, Tobe, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because those dumb cops thought they could put one over on Tobe Morelli. Listen.
I'm listening.
You know why they don't come busting in here?
No.
Because that kid cop's here, see? He came out of his own accord. We ain't even holding him prisoner. He can leave any time he wants. Drake figures Hames is still alive, and he's afraid of what might happen if he shows his hands. It kills me. Baby, we're sitting pretty.
Tobe, you don't know what you're saying. If the police know we're here...
Skip it, baby, skip it. Go out in the barn and bring that copper in.
But Bring Gary in? Toby, do you mean...
Yeah. Bring the copper in here where it's nice and warm. And you can give him some of old Lady Ross's cure-all medicine.
Oh, Tom. Hey, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Bring the copper in here where I can keep an eye on him. They'll find out they can't put anything over on Toby Morelli. I'm too smart for him, them two rubes. Wait till Barton Drake finds out what I got in mind for them two rubes. It kills me.
Well, here we are back, Mr. Drake. Safe and sound.
I'm glad to see you both, Mrs. Ross. Inspector Dapper and I had begun to worry.
Oh, nonsense. There's never need to worry about Clarence and me.
There's plenty need where Morelli's concerned. That punk wouldn't stop at anything.
Well, Sherry stopped him. She gave him some of her special cure-all medicine.
You mean you actually fed Morelli with a spoon?
Of course. He insisted that his cold was better, but I'd have none of it.
Can't believe it.
Listen, you're quite certain that Morelli and his woman are giving the medicine to young Jerry Haynes?
I'm positive. Where else could it be going? That Miss Morelli isn't taking it. He's no more sick than I am.
Yeah, that's what made us suspicious in the first place. But we let him think that we believed their story about being relatives of Eve Bodkins. We knowed Eve and his family for years. He never had any relatives look like them.
Well, so when we heard about the bank holdup and those three innocent children being shot, we told Jerry. He went on up to Bodkins' place, and a little later, we thought we heard a shot.
Yeah, I wanted to go over and see what happened, but Sherry wouldn't let me. Said I'd only get shot, too.
Yes, very likely you would have. It was smart to notify the police instead. If for a second Morelli thought that you'd become suspicious, I'm afraid it would have been all over for both you and Jerry.
Morelli's about as low and ruthless as they come. He'd do anything to save his own hide.
Well, I'm sure they don't suspect us.
No. They think we're just a couple of nosy country bumpkins.
Still, we can't be too careful. We'd better wait a day or two before we take any action.
Oh, you can't do that. Jerry may be dead by then. They're keeping him out in the barn.
Out in the barn?
Yes. We're sure of it. If he'd been in the house, we'd be bound to hear him. The barn's the only other place that could have him.
Hey, what's more, Morelli wouldn't let me set foot in the barn or the tool shed when I asked him about Eve's old snowplow.
That Morelli, it's going to be a pleasure to get my hands on him.
Inspector, Mrs. Ross is right. If Jerry is hidden in that barn, we have to act now, tonight.
That suits me fine.
Mrs. Ross, did you mention to Morelli that your cousin Ruth was arriving this afternoon for a visit?
Yes, I did. Furthermore, I told him that we were bringing Ruth over to see him.
Splendid. Inspector, go into the kitchen and call the state trooper's barracks in Anderson. Be careful what you say. This phone's on the party line. Tell them the time is 8 tonight.
I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Mrs. Ross, as soon as it gets dark, you and I and your husband will go over and pay the Morellis a visit.
Uh-huh.
I'll play the part of your cousin Ruth.
Yeah, shall I bring along my gun, Mr. Gray?
Well, only if you have a revolver that you can keep well concealed. Now, while we're talking to Morelli and his woman, Inspector Danton will go into the barn and bring out Jerry Haynes.
Every time I think of poor Jerry lying out there in that cold barn, I could cry.
Yes, well, as soon as Inspector has Jerry safely away, he'll come up to the house.
And that's when we jump Morelli. Boy, and I can hardly wait.
Well, that's taken care of. The troopers will have the place surrounded by 7:30.
Excellent. Now listen, all of you. The important thing is to get Jerry safely away. If Morelli gets the smallest suspicion what we're up to or who we are, none of us will have to get out of there alive. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Ross, are you quite sure you want to go through with this?
You bet we do. Well, I'd risk anything to save Jerry.
You can count on us, all right, Mr. Drake.
Thank you. We'll leave here in exactly 2 hours.
Tonight, police headquarters had no clues that would indicate the whereabouts of the bank robbers and child murderers. Barton Drake, crime expert, who has been assigned to the case, made a final statement to the press tonight in which he declared that both he and Inspector Noah Danton
turn
had abandoned the
off.
Search at least until some contact...
Barton Drake, that two-timing copper stooge. Thinks he can put one over on Tobe Morelli.
Did you see anything outside, Tobe?
Plenty. Lucky thing we'll be getting out of here tomorrow. Bottle's almost empty.
Toby, are they out there?
Who?
Well, Drake and Inspector Noah Danton.
Not yet. Nobody out there, baby, but about 24 state troopers.
Toby!
Yeah, 24 state troopers. Get that, honey? 24. That's what Toby Morelli rates.
Toby, what are we going to do?
Do? Why, honey, ain't you got it figured out yet?
Toby, you're not going
to... Knock off Haynes? No, baby, I ain't going to knock off Haynes. Not unless it comes to a showdown.
What do you mean, showdown?
I mean this, baby. Haynes is laying there in the next room, see? He's alive. Outside, the snow stopped and it's nice and quiet. So quiet that if a man stood in the open doorway and yelled, he'd be heard a mile or so away, maybe.
Stood in the doorway and yelled? Well, who are you going to yell to?
I ain't, baby. Drake is. Them Rosses are going to bring him up here, see? They're going to introduce him as Cousin Rufe. It's a laugh. Barton Drake playing a country Rufe.
Tell me. Look, what is Drake...
Just this, baby. I'm holding a gun on him, see? Right smack at his head. Then I tell Mr. Barton Drake to call off his dogs or else. Get it, baby?
You'd shoot a helpless man just to save your own skin?
That's it, baby. I'd shoot a helpless man to save my own skin, and Drake knows I would. Why? Because I'm Tobe Morelli. That's why I got a reputation.
Tobe Morelli, you're rotten.
Baby, you're getting out of line. You know that? You're getting out of line, and I don't like it, see?
I don't care what you like.
No dame talks like that to Tobe Morelli. Nobody, see? That's just a sample, baby. Just a... What's that? It's them. The Rosses and Cousin Lou. Okay, baby, this is it. And listen, be smart. Life's sweet, baby. Remember that. Life's sweet.
Okay, Tobe. Okay.
I'm standing here where I can see through to the next room where Haynes is. Go let him in.
Mrs. Morelli, he's here. Rube's here. And we brought him right over.
Yeah, that's fine, Mrs. Ross. Won't you come in? Hello, Mr. Ross.
Oh, hello there, Miss Morelli. Where's that sick husband of yours?
What? How you doing, old-timer? How are you?
How are you mean? Taking all that cure-all medicine yet, huh?
This is Rube, Mrs. Morelli. Say howdy, Rube.
Howdy, ma'am. Howdy.
How do you do?
And that there sick-looking critter over there is Mr. Morelli.
Well, that's Cousin Rufe, eh?
Howdy, Mr. Morelli.
Rufe just couldn't wait to meet you folks.
Is that so?
Yeah, made us bring him right over.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, can't he say anything beside howdy?
Not much, I reckon.
Well, Rufe never was one to talk much.
It makes his words count, though, don't you, Rufe?
Yep.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I see, all right. Well, where do we go from here?
Why, Mr. Morelli, what you mean?
So now Rufe's had a gander at me and my old lady. What do we do?
Well, I thought we might just sit and visit a while.
So that's the gimmick, eh?
Gimmick?
Please sit down, Mrs. Ross, and you gentlemen, too.
Oh, thank you, dearie.
Hey, come on over here, Morelli, where we can be sociable together.
Huh? I'm staying here.
Well, if you don't want to be polite.
Tell us about yourself, Rufe. Been a farmer very long?
Yep, all my life.
That's so. Never done nothing else, huh?
No.
Never thought you'd like to be, a detective, maybe.
The idea... Rufe, a detective.
Yeah, Morelli, you sure think up some funny ones.
Yeah, I'm a very funny guy. How about it, Rufe? Detecting's out of your line, huh?
Well, I declare, Mr. Morelli, you're embarrassing Cousin Rufe with those silly questions.
Yeah, I can see I am. Seems like you can't talk no more. Lost your tongue, Rufe?
Don't stop it.
Shut up, baby. Well, come on, Rufe, say something.
What was that?
Just what you think it was, honey. Is it Phil Barton, Drake?
Good gosh, he knows.
Yes, I'm afraid he's known all along.
You bet I have, Drake. The great Barton Drake.
I wish now I'd grabbed him this morning.
Be careful, Mr. Ross. Morelli would just as soon shoot that gun that he's holding as not.
That's right. Tell him, Drake, you're smart. You know that Tobe Morelli don't stand for no fooling.
Well, Mr. Morelli, you might as well know it now as any time. You haven't got a chance of escaping. The house is completely surrounded by state troopers.
You don't say, dearie. My.
All right, Morelli. What's the deal?
See, Drake, he knows. He's heard of Tobe Morelli before. Well, the deal is this. Drake, open that door and yell out to your bloodhounds to go home.
Why, the idea. Don't you do any such thing, Mr. Drake.
Don't worry, Sherry. Mr. Drake wouldn't do that.
And if I refuse, Morelli?
You won't refuse, Drake. Because why? Because right in there in the next room where I can see him is that poor, helpless state cop. You folks wouldn't want anything to happen to him, now, would you?
Why, you dirty...
Stand back, Ross.
I'd have half a mind to box your ears, Mr. Morelli.
Try it. Well, Drake?
Morelli, I didn't think even you could think that low.
That ain't half as low as I can think. Come on, get moving.
And if the troopers obey my orders, then what?
Then Morton me takes the sleigh and gets out of here.
And young Haynes?
Kid goes with us.
Oh, no.
To the next town. You can pick him up there tomorrow morning.
How can you expect us to believe that? How do we know that you won't... won't murder Jerry.
You don't.
You take it or leave it.
You scoundrel.
He's right, Mrs. Ross. We have no choice. Okay, Morelli, you win. I'll open the door.
Hear that, Morelli? Don't shoot him, Spectre, young dame.
Are you hurt, Inspector?
No, I guess not. Just grazed me.
Cop, by that time, you got a break. Next time, you ain't going to be so lucky.
You brute. I only wish I'd brought along my double-barrel shotgun.
All right, Drake, time's getting short. Get to that door.
What's the deal, Bart?
Morelli wants me to order the state troopers out of the place. If I refuse, he's going to shoot young Haines.
Why, that dirty... Are you going to do it?
No, Inspector, I don't think I am.
Listen, cut out the kidding, Drake.
I'm not kidding, Morelli.
But, Mr. Drake, if you don't do as he said...
There's no other way, Drake.
I think there is.
What the devil are you talking about? You try any funny stuff and I...
Really, there's one thing you overlook. There's one weak point in your whole plan.
You're crazy. It's the best gag I ever dreamed up.
Is it? Does Maud think so, too?
Maud? What are you talking about?
She's a woman, Morelli. Murdering in cold blood is out of her line. How about it, Maud?
What Tove does don't make no difference to me.
Oh, yes, it does. If it didn't, you'd have let young Haines die. Instead of that, you nursed him and kept him alive the way a woman should.
Hey, you're crazy. Do what Tove says.
If I don't, Maud, Morelli's going to murder that kid in there. He's going to shoot him in cold blood, the way he shot down those innocent children at the bank. You think you could stand by and see that happen, Maud?
Yeah. Call off the troopers, you fool.
Haines is young, Maud. He's clean and honest. He's the kind of boy you might have fallen in love with and married if you hadn't met up
with him. Drake, I'll knock you off.
Morelli's got the same plans for you that he has for Haines, Maud. You know too much. You'll be in his way after you've served his purpose.
I don't believe it. Why, Tove?
You're a woman, Maud. You didn't want to get mixed up in all this killing, did you? Morelli promised you there wouldn't be any killing. You kept that kid alive because giving life is a woman's job, not taking
it. Tove, stop it!
You gotta get it, Drake, right where Haines is getting...
You see, Maud? He's going to shoot Jerry in cold blood, the boy you nursed back to health and fell in love with.
Oh, no. No.
Keep back, Drake.
You're standing very close to Morelli, Maud. You could knock that gun out of his hand. This is it, Maud. I'm going after Morelli. It's up to you.
Drake, you lousy cop!
You got him, Inspector.
Yeah. He's out cold. How about the girl?
She's dead. Morelli shot her.
Oh, the poor, poor dear. She wasn't at all bad.
Poor kid. She deserves something better than that.
No, on the contrary, Inspector. I think Maud knew what she was doing. This is the way she wanted it.
The way she wanted it? Why, you mean that...
Yes. Maud knew Morelli would shoot her, but she saved the life of young Jerry Haines. I think Maud planned it this way.
Hey, Jerry's in here. He's going to be all right.
Oh, thank heaven. Thank heaven.
Well, Inspector, you better go out and tell Captain Melvin that everything has turned out satisfactorily.
Okay. Oh, Bart.
Yes, Inspector.
Bart, Well... Sometimes I might have kidded you some. I mean, well, I never saw anything much braver than the way you walked toward Morelli.
Oh, come, come, Inspector. You know there was only one reason for that.
Yeah, I know. Murder.
That's it, Inspector. Mystery is my hobby.